NASA is conducting its long-duration balloon campaign from Sweden this year.
This is Innovation Now.
NASA's Wallops Flight Facility in Virginia manages the agency's scientific balloon flight program. These heavy-lift balloons are a quick and cost-effective way to test, track, and recover scientific experiments. The balloons, which offer near-space access for suspended payloads up to 8,000 pounds, typically experience gas loss during the warming and cooling of the day-to-night cycle. But launching the balloons from the Swedish center that is located north of the Arctic Circle allows the balloons to experience constant daylight during the summer, enabling long-duration campaigns. From May through July, these balloons will conduct four primary missions and two piggyback missions to gather data on clouds, cosmic rays, black holes, ozone concentration, and the sun. One balloon will serve as a flight test to qualify future balloons for altitudes higher than 150,000 feet. The partnership with Sweden is valuable to both NASA and the scientific community, giving researchers many days of scientific data as the balloons soar on the stratospheric winds from Sweden to northern Canada. For Innovation Now, I'm Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA.